For a number of years now, work has been proceeding in order to bring perfection to the crudely conceived idea of a transmission that would not only supply inverse reactive current for use in unilateral phase detractors, but would also be capable of automatically synchronizing the function instrument is the turbo impactor. Now, basically, the only new principle involved is that instead of power being generated by the relative motion of conductors, prefamulated amulite, surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The latter consisted simply of six hydrocopic Marshall vanes. Delta type placed in panandermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the glen. The turbo encapsulator has now reached a high level of development and is being successfully used in the operation of Novotronics. Moreover, whenever a fluorescent spore motion is required, it may also be employed in conjunction with a drawn reciprocation dingle arm to reduce soil reclamation. It's not cheap, but I'm sure the government will buy it.
The reason that you're here today, we've heard a lot about changes that you've made in your life over the past couple months. Why don't you kind of explain to me what's going on?
I don't know, man. It's just, hey, boy, hey, changes.